Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the latest edition of the All About You show. My name is Karen Sullivan, and today we're going to just discuss briefly from last week carrying on about stinking thinking and how to learn to change the way that you're thinking to create a better life that you are wanting to live. So the way that that we do that is really by trying to pay attention to our most dominant feeling, all right? And so when we are paying attention to how we're feeling, if we're feeling upset, then think about why you're upset so you can start feeling your body's triggers for what it is that you're feeling, and you can then begin to set the connection between thought and feeling, all right? So that's like step one. And then step two in that is shift. Find something to shift your thought process, whether it is, you know, finding somebody who makes you laugh or flipping on music. Music for me always flips my switch and takes me from, you know, a downward spiral back up to a place where I want to be. Quiet time also is very, very good for me personally. It helps relieve some stress. It helps relieve tension. And as we talked about last week, you know, when I start feeling like that, and I'm not anywhere near music, which is hard to believe, or something else that can shift, I'll just, you know, take a few nice deep breaths and pause, and I'll shoot my grounding cord down into the center of the earth, and then just release all tension and stress and anxiety down my grounding cord. And that's a real quick fix to help shift what it is that you're thinking. Now, you know, we're not looking at, you know, having the best feeling that you'll ever have or the best thought that you can ever have, but just the best next feeling or the next best thought. So, you know, if you are, for example, trying to attract money into your life, all right, it's very subtle. It's a very, very subtle shift. But it's so important to pay attention to what you are thinking and feeling, because you cannot have what you want while complaining about what you don't have, you see? So it's instead of, you know, bemoaning the monthly bills, be grateful that you have the monthly bills, all right? And I know it sounds, you know, silly and superficial, but it really isn't. It's learning to get the that place of gratitude, you know. And I've told this story a zillion times. You know, I used to regret paying bills. I would put off paying bills, hated to pay bills, you know, because years ago I wasn't sure that there was going to be enough month at the end of my money. And so I would sit at the kitchen table and I would pull these bills out and I would say, okay, what is it that I really like about you? You know, money, like everything else, is just an energy exchange. So, you know, and it is our attachment to it that shifts everything, all right? So it's not about just a bill. It's not about the gas payment. It's about the hot water that it supplies when you want to take a nice hot shower after a long day, or a cold shower, you know, on a hot day. It's finding that appreciative point, right? And all of the people who go into supplying the energy that it takes to get to the water heater or the electrical switch or, you know, whatever it is, and then find whatever that one thing is and milk that one moment of appreciation for all you got, and then you've got that gratitude lock, and then write your check. And what I do, or pay it online, and then in the memo line, I write on every check or every bill that I pay online, I write with gratitude in there because I am very grateful for the service that it offers. You see, it's not a bill. If you're having problems in a relationship, just stop looking at your partner, your spouse, your significant other, your coworker, your friend, whatever the case may be. Stop looking at them as the problem and start thinking about how, you know, pay attention to what you're feeling and find out where that is on a deeper level within you, all right? And then you can start to connect your dots out of outmoded ways of thinking and doing and acting. But you have to catch it right in the very beginning. You have to pay attention to what you're thinking so and how you're feeling. Journaling is huge to get all of that out, especially when you write uncensored and your thoughts are pure in whatever form that they are, be it gratitude, be it love, be it hate, be it, you know, whatever. But the reason why connecting what you're thinking to what you're feeling is hugely important, because that is your trigger to draw more to you no matter what it is that you're thinking. So if you're drawing more lack to you, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that you don't have enough money? Are you thinking, oh, my God, I really don't want to pay this bill. I hate being taxed like this. I can't believe the price of gas. Are you thinking like that? Or are you thinking that no matter what, you're always going to have enough? You see, it's a very subtle shift in your thinking. You're either bringing it closer to you or you're pushing it further away. So what is it you're pushing away? Stop right there and think about that. What are you pushing away? And in your pushing away of whatever it is that you don't want, that's exactly where you vibrate and what you're bringing to you. Now, the reason why I bring all this up, that years ago there was a fantastic movie out. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you do. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know? And then there's even another edition of that called What the Bleep Do We Know Down the Rabbit Hole? And that's further with that takes the first movie into a whole another complete understanding of the original movie. All right, and when you think about your body and your physicality and the amount, you know, of energy, I mean, that is in your body. If you ever want to feel your energy, take your hands, put them close together. You'll start to feel a little warmth and bring them out and then bring them back and bring them out and bring them back. And then you can actually, you know, as the longer you hold your hands at, like, say, a distance of 1 to 2 inches apart, the stronger that energy that you feel will be there, and that's your energy. Now, when we are thinking thoughts of lack predominantly, all right, when that is our mode of operation, then that is where our body is vibrating at. And that is what the signal that everything else radiates out with. But more importantly is the signal that it radiates within your own body, because of the amount of water that is in our body, all right? And just like everything else that, you know, causes your body to function, it's a live, living, breathing organism. And it is moved or molded or, you know, constructed by what you're thinking and feeling at that time. And so if your predominant thought is one of illness, you're going to find one of more illness. You're going to find that that's how your life is going to be. When your predominant thought is, you know, that, you know, only the 1% have all the money. I mean, that's the big thing right now, you know. And that's like, no, that puts a limit on what it is that is available. And the truth of the matter is life is infinite. It's not finite, you know. And if you ever wanted any proof of that, watch, you know, go, if you don't live in a place where you have seasons, you know, go to some place where it's seasonal and spend all four seasons there. And you get to watch the death and rebirth cycle over and over and over again, you know. So when it comes to what you're thinking and how it vibrationally attracts and attaches itself in your body, you're talking about what the substance that you are made of. And every cell in your body functions with water, all right, which is it's an energy conduit, okay? And Dr. Emushu Emoto, several years ago, had wanted to understand, was doing an experiment with thought and cause, and he was using water as his conduit. So he would take, you know, a drop of water, and he would take a picture of it, you know, freeze it, take a picture of it, and then bring it back out and then infuse something else into it, whether it be love, well-being, hope, a prayer, hate. And what would happen, and you'll see on the marquee, you'll see some of these different amazing pictures that that he and his team have taken over the years. And sadly, he passed away a couple of years ago. Otherwise, I think he would still be taking his work to the very next level. But there are so many people who got on board with what he had uncovered, that they had been able to make incredible changes, not only to themselves, but how they affect their environment. All right. So you can look at some of those, but the thing is when you are thinking thoughts of like self-hate, what you're doing is your body kind of looks like an oil spill when it's magnified, you know, tens of thousands of times, you know, and it looks like it can't even coagulate into anything that's pristine and beautiful. So when you then start feeling gratitude for who you are, no matter where you are in your life, start feeling that gratitude just because you are a unique gift. You truly are. We are. We all are, you know, incredible gifts to each other. And so when you start looking at yourself that way, everything else begins to change. And you know what? Go ahead and, you know, prove this theory wrong that he has already proven, you know, to be correct. Take water and put some rice in it and cover it and have two of them and send thoughts of hate to one and thoughts of love to another and see what happens. The one that you're sending hate to, you'll see it start to turn brown and disgusting, whereas the one where you send love to on a daily basis has a different effect, and it doesn't seem to ever, you know, get moldy or expire, all right? And that's the difference of thought in your body, and that's why I just keep going at this again and again and again, is with all the interaction that I do with people, one of the things that is coming up more and more and more and more is people are not feeling validated. They're looking for an outside source to validate them. Well, nobody outside of yourself can validate you. You have to validate yourself first, and then everything else follows, you know. And I'll hear, well, Karen, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Well, it might be silly, but you know, if you don't think you're worthy enough, how do you expect anybody else to think that you're worthy? You know, you will always find people that say, yep, you're an ass. Yep, I don't like you. Yep, you're this or yep, you're that. no matter what, you know. So you can always set out to prove yourself right. So set out to prove me wrong. Set out to start today differently, all right? So today it's just going to be about you. It's the all about you day. Look for things that make you laugh. Look for things that inspire you. Look for things that are enchanting. Look for things that make you, you know, laugh or have just incredible joy or make you feel love. Look for those things. And look for those things in everybody that you come across. All right? So no matter what your coworker is like, or no matter what your partner or your spouse or your significant other is like, find that one thing that resonates with you about why you appreciate them. Find that one thing and focus only there. You can do that. I know you can. I do it. I've done it. And clients of mine have done it. And, you know, it helps in the understanding that we are only in control of our own thoughts, emotions, and actions. We cannot control anybody else. And anybody else is not really our business. We are either, you know, hanging out with them for this period of time because we enjoy their company, or we move on, all right? But if you are in a relationship, if you're in a long-term relationship, you know, it's best to first, before you start, you know, doing anything crazy like, you know, seeking a divorce attorney or anything, you know, that you can never, ever, ever take away or go back from, start somewhere else first, right? And that is just look to see the best in that person, because then when you do that, you'll begin to understand everything that you have thought about that person actually belongs to you, and you own it, and that's what you think about yourself. So and that's your issue, and it has nothing to do with them, but we tend to project what we're thinking and feeling onto other people and make them go through our own, you know, hell on earth with us, when in fact people are allowed to be who they are and love them as they are. So when you learn to baby step it, first with yourself, and then take it to the next level, and then the next level, you will soon find that you have more things to be happy about. You'll soon find you have more things to feel joyful about. You'll soon find that you have more money. You'll soon find that you have attracted more friendships or more of the things that you're looking for in your life to you, rather than repelling all of it like you are, you know, the king or queen of all evil, all right? So what you focus on is hugely important. And it really isn't positive mental attitude, because you can argue positive mental attitude in your head all day long, every day. You know, you can sit there and reaffirm that, you know, today $1 million is going to fall in my lap, or, you know, the perfect man is going to walk into my life. But if you don't yet believe it or feel that you deserve it, it's not going to happen. Well, I take that back. Every now and again, a squirrel can find a nut, all right? That's just the way life is. But they're a whole lot faster with better results when you take it this way first, all right? Last week we talked about making lists, you know, and the five things that you either, A, want to bring about in your life, or the type of person you want to bring about in your life, or whatever it is that you are seeking to change in your life. Now, today and this week, it's taking it to the next level. We're going to, you know, unlearn all that we learn and really focus on yourself. Focus on, you know, when you're paying attention to what you're thinking and how you're feeling, you start to connect your dots. When you are acting out of, you know, yesterday, you know, you disconnect from where you are going rather than, and you stay focused on where you're at. And that brings about this false sense of being stuck, because you're never stuck. You're always and forever changing. And this is going to, you know, seem very far-fetched to people who are listening and have never heard anything like this before. But yet, all I ask is, rather than argue, you know, rather than argue, go out and prove me wrong. I would rather you did that. Well, fine, Karen, you know, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to have a great life today. And I bet I'm not going to. Well, then exactly that. You're right. You won't. But if you said, all right, Karen, well, I'm going to go out and have a great life today. And just to prove you wrong, I'm going to look for everything that pleases me. And if you leave it at that, then you're right. Either way, you've got it. You see? So when it comes to you, and this is all about you, understand that you are your own best measurement for where you are, what you have, and where you're going. It's not the world economy. It's not the political, you know, agenda at the moment. It's not the crazy news. It's not any of that. And here's why. Because even in, you know, statistically, it has been proven that in down economic times, more and more people give birth to their own company. More entrepreneurs are born in a down economy than they are at any other time. You see? So if it were the reverse way, then we wouldn't see that. All right? So what it is paying attention to you, because you are what's important. It is the All About You show. Remind yourself of that. There are people, places, events that are currently with you that you are seeing on a repeating cycle. Why is that a repeating cycle? Why do these people continually come into your life? Why do these events continually happen to you? Oh, I must have been born under a bad sign, or, oh my gosh, it's, you know, it's Mercury retrograde, or, you know, it's this, that, or the other thing. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's you. It's what you're thinking. All right, stinking thinking. Let's move it out, make it more positive. All right, so what can you do to make a more positive effect on your day? You can start your day with, you know, today is a magnificent day. I don't care what life throws at me, but it's going to be the best, right? You can start your day with that. You could choose, when you're sitting in traffic, instead of seething, you know, in sitting there, you know, steaming because you're in traffic, right? Take a breath, turn on some music, and just know that you're going to get to where you're going, right? And that you're slowed down for a reason. So look at those as, you know, I call those God's grace moments, you know. There was Abraham Hicks.com talks about going from Arizona to California, and halfway in between is this little town called Yuma. And I equate that to when I was traveling a lot, and I would go from Chicago to Michigan. And in between Chicago and Michigan is this little place called Indiana. And inevitably, no matter what time of day or night I was traveling, I would always catch all the semi traffic. I feel like I'm, you know, enclosed and trapped by semis, because I can't see what's in front of me, I can't see what's behind me, and I can't see what's around me. And that really used to freak me out. And it's not like I could throw my car in reverse and back my way all the way home saying, oh my God, Michigan is just not in the cards for me today. You know, maybe another day. You know, we don't do that. But yet in life, that's what we do. All right? So instead of backing your car up to start
in thinking that what you're trying to attain is out of your reach, breathe. Just breathe and realize that you are on your way. You're always on your way. You just don't know that you're always on your way. So when you are paying attention and trusting in the process, you don't have to see the outcome. I can't, you know, I couldn't see how they could merge, you know, three highways into one, right? I couldn't see how all that was happening, especially with semis all around me. I just had to trust that eventually everybody was going to shift so I can get my turn to go and then continue on, right? So that's your momentum. It's just trust that everything is going as good as it is, because where you are is okay, all right? And when you begin to do that, and you begin to do it on a daily consistent basis, it then becomes a habit. And then you've changed. You know, you've done a little rewiring in your neural net. And that's what's really the most important out of all of it, is the rewiring in the neural net, you know, because thoughts that are wired together fire together. So, you know, when you are in this mode of appreciation, you're going to start having more and more neurons in your brain fire for appreciation. And when you fire for appreciation, you fire for gratitude, and you fire for joy, when your brain is stimulated in that manner, then that is the vibe and the energy that is within you that is in sync. And then you're lined up and then you got it. But know that you're never going to get it done, because there's always things that you are going to want. There's always things that you're going to desire, you know. So, you know, I've had the great opportunity and fortune to, as in luck, to good fortune to be able to do a lot of traveling. And I want to travel a lot more. And I love to travel. And whether it's by car or plane or by boat, you know. And so I can sit in my mind, and even though I'm not yet there, I know that I'm headed there. And that's what's important. I don't have to know the why. I just have to focus on the end result. It's the end result that matters. The rest of it is not your problem, except for the start. You have the start and the end. The middle isn't your issue. All right? So let's get that stinking thinking into something more positive, something more uplifting, and pay attention. Pay attention to when you're feeling. Connect it to what you're thinking. Pay attention to what you're thinking. Connect it to what you're feeling. And you'll soon find that you are able to flip that. And when you flipped it, it's very hard to go back, because you can never touch the same stream of water twice. Do you understand how important that is? So when you are consistently looking for your what's better, what's next, what's more for me, you can never go back to I don't have, I can't have, I can't afford, love will never find me. You can't go back to that level. You've created a new low, all right? So, which is good, all right? Which is proof in the pudding that you are never, ever, ever stuck. You are always evolving. You are always moving forward, whether you realize it or not. And that's our show for today. I hope that made some sense to you, and that you gain great, great benefit from it. Appreciate you. You can follow me on Twitter at Karen On Air. Visit me online at KarenSullivan.net or at Vera Hart. VeraHart.com, and it's been a great day. Happy Wednesday, and may all of your transformations because it's something that you inspired in yourself. Be your own spark. Be your own spark. Everybody have a great day, and I will talk with you next week. All right, take care.